So, start of a new week, where are we? In the 2020 presidential race, second quarter fundraising numbers are starting to come out, and South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg announced an eye-popping $24.8 million raised in the past 3 months. That's triple what he raised in the 3 months before. We're keeping an eye on that and on new polling, which is trickling out after the debates. But we land on reaction to President Trump's brief walk into North Korea and history. Yesterday, he became the first sitting American president to walk on North Korean soil. NPR White House reporter Ayesha Roscoe is here. And Ayesha, talk about the optics first. The president said he was honored to take that walk with North Korea's leader, but did he give a dictator an undeserved photo op? What's the political talk?
It's going to depend on who you ask. It's clear that what the White House and what Trump wanted to do was he wanted to jumpstart negotiations, and he wanted to have this big moment that allowed that to happen. What others would say is that they would have liked for this sort of historic moment to happen once an actual deal was in place or something big and momentous, and not just to get talks started again.
Well, when he returned after those few steps into North Korea, President Trump seemed to refer to his efforts to negotiate a nuclear deal. Let's listen.
Big progress. Tremendous progress.
Trump said, big progress, tremendous progress. Now, look, elsewhere on the show, we heard security analyst Jim Walz saying at least this moment paused what was a backward slide in those talks. But what is the sense of progress, of going forward?
The sense is really we're back where we were before Hanoi, where there were supposed to be talks going on. They hadn't really picked up. And so the idea is that now you may be able to get some of those working level talks that should have been going on or were supposed to be going on after that first meeting in Singapore before Hanoi, that maybe that will start happening now. What that summit in Hanoi really exposed was this kind of fundamental roadblock to these talks, and that's essentially this idea of whether North Korea must give up its entire nuclear program before it gets any real relief from sanctions. And the administration's position has been they do have to give up everything, and that's a non-starter for North Korea. Now both sides are supposed to be setting up these teams, and they're supposed to be hashing out some of these details and maybe setting up a roadmap to overcome these sticking points.
Well, but the New York Times is reporting that, as you said, the president had promised complete denuclearization. Instead, the White House might accept a status quo with North Korea, except that the country has nuclear weapons. To that, National Security Advisor John Bolton tweeted, "I've never heard anyone say that." What is the sense of whether they will still go for complete denuclearization?
I've been talking to some analysts who are following this closely, and it's clear that there are differences within the administration about how to proceed. I don't think anyone denies that. Bolton has always taken this hard line on North Korea and doesn't really trust them very much to stick to a deal once they've been given some concessions. But it may be a little bit more complicated than just kind of the hardliners versus the moderates, because even those who support a freeze like this, they argue that that wouldn't be the end of talks. It wouldn't be just accepting North Korea having nuclear weapons forever. It might be just a new stage of these talks. And so ultimately, it's President Trump who's going to have to make these decisions. And he hasn't always been consistent in how he wants to treat North Korea. I asked him in Hanoi, would he be willing to lift some sanctions for less than full denuclearization? And he didn't want to answer that. It seemed like he didn't want to lock in that position. So he's going to have to decide where he wants to go with this.
Well, meanwhile, John Bolton wasn't there at the DMZ, but Ivanka Trump was, and she walked into North Korea. She was also at the G20 summit, sitting with her father, with world leaders. And at one point, there's a viral video of her with International Monetary Fund chief Christine Lagarde shooting her a look after Ivanka Trump jumped in a conversation with, you know, French and British prime ministers. People are saying this is sending an odd message from the U.S. Just very briefly, thoughts on her role.
So the White House is pushing back on this idea that she shouldn't have been there. They're saying that she's a top advisor for the White House and that she's promoting efforts to help women around the world. And so that's their position. But she is someone who has the ear of the president.
Definitely.
She is a top advisor.
Ayesha Roscoe, NPR White House reporter. Thank you.
Thank you.